Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about regeneration. Now, I was talking with somebody earlier today about this subject, so figured I'd do it on my podcast. Now, regeneration, people, all right, young children, if they were to like lose a finger or lose a toe, on rare occasions, sometimes they grow back that appendage. They grow back a finger or a toe. It's rare, but it does happen. Now, there was a doctor doing, well, experiments, and replaced a dog's throat, esophagus, with pig intestine. And the pig intestine became a new esophagus. Well, powdered pig intestine has been shown to regrow fingers and muscles in your body. Now, when it regrows the fingers or muscles, it regrows everything. Bone, nerve, muscle, fingernail, even the original fingerprint, which is kind of unusual. Well, why isn't that being used on people that are paralyzed? Put some powdered pig intestine in where the break is of the nerve in their back and let it regrow. I mean, it regrows nerves. Would that work? And even if it didn't work, it couldn't really make it worse. And then, but that's not the only type of regeneration we have. In your nose also regrows the nerves in your nose. So if you take out some of your nose nerves, grind them up, inject them in your back, it should cause regeneration in your back. Now, interestingly, in Europe, about 10 years ago, in Eastern Europe, there was a doctor who did exactly that. He took a guy's nose nerves, ground them up, injected them in his back, guy had a broken back, and the spinal cord re-knit, and the guy could walk again. Well, huge advancement. We've got a lot of people in wheelchairs that need that type of help, and yet it's not being done. Well, as mad scientists, let's go out there and do that. At least offer those services. Go out there, learn to be a nurse, learn basic biology, and get the skills, practice on a dog first, you know, possibly mice first, and work your way up to dogs. But after you've shown it can help, let's start helping people. And if you do it on the books, you try to get government approval to do it, you'll never get there. And it'll cost billions of dollars. So, yeah, throw that away. Be nice, help people, and don't get paid for it. This is the type of thing people should be doing for each other, just for each other. You shouldn't have to worry about getting paid. It's nice to get paid. We are so rich as a people, as individuals, that really we shouldn't go just for the money. Now, what also regenerates? Well, there's one type of salamander that if you cut off its leg, it'll regrow its leg. Now, a lot of people think lizards regenerate because you pull off their tail, they'll grow the tail back. But that tail is like a shark's teeth. You pull out a shark's tooth, it grows back because it's already growing. They have teeth after teeth after teeth in line to regrow constantly. Well, a lizard's tail, some lizard's tail, not all by far, only a few types of lizards are regrowing a second tail inside of the first tail. So you can grab hold of the tail and pull it off, and it's already growing inside of that a new tail. And the old tail would have fallen off if you didn't grab it. It would just fall off eventually anyway, and another one would be growing inside of that one. Well, there's one type of salamander. They cut off its leg, it'll regrow a new leg. If you take the lymph fluid or the blood plasma from that and put it on a wound, your wound will heal without scarring. It'll cause regeneration. So you take a few hundred salamanders, take a small amount of plasma out of each one, and inject that and replace some of your spinal fluid with regenerative fluid from a salamander, and now your spine regrows, or your arm nerves, or wherever you're paralyzed because of break in the nerves, you can put in mixed nose nerves, pig intestine, and spinal or plasma, a nice little slurry, and replace the nerves. Most important parts of our body, of course, are the nerves to control everything else. But we can also regrow fingers, maybe even entire hands, arms, etc. We can make people better. You've got somebody who's severely burned, big parts of their skin is all scarred. Take away all that excess, place that with that slurry, and regrow their original skin from their own bone marrow. It'll replace all their cells, and what do you know? They're back to normal-ish. We can make ourselves better. We can regenerate in many different ways. Well, let's encourage that. Let's get it done. We don't have to go through the government to do it. In fact, if we went through the government to do it, it would never get done because, well, there's a lot of money to be made in not curing people. Well, that's my little speechifying for today. I am the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.